Artistic Association, that's the Zambia Association of Musicians, as well as the Comedians Association of Zambia. So we'll be joined by Jero Mwanajingwala, as well as B Flow on the other side of the Phoenix Breakfast. It's 8 hours. Let's get into the news bulletin.
The main news bulletin on Phoenix FM is brought to you by Absa Bank Zambia PLC. Your story matters. Absa.
The back to school season is upon us. We know it can be stressful. That's why Absa Bank and Book World are teaming up to lighten up the load. Start the new term with a win. Spend 250 kwacha or more on an Absa POS with any credit card, debit card, or mobile money wallet, and spin to win essential school supplies. From books to stationery to backpacks or calculators, Book World has got it all. And the best part? At the lowest prices. Visit your nearest Book World store countrywide. Book World, where education is our priority. Terms and conditions apply. Absa, your story matters.
The headlines. FDD scoops Chawama parliamentary seat. SADC truck drivers welcome government action on attacks in DRC. In global news, Canada's Prime Minister Carney meets China's Xi Jinping in key diplomatic visit. To present the news, I'm Mr. Willow Gondry. Forum for Democracy and Development FDD candidate Bright Nondwe has won the Chawama parliamentary by-election after polling 8,085 votes, beating his closest rival, Morgan Munda of the UPND, who obtained 6,542 votes. The Electoral Commission of Zambia ECZ Chawama parliamentary by-election returning officer, Louis Lupando, declared Mr. Nundwe, who's also the Tonse Alliance candidate, the winner this morning at 03:21 hours. Mr. Lupando announced that Davidson Mulenga of Citizens First Party polled 1,534 votes, followed by independent candidate George Mwenya with 466 votes, while another independent candidate, Elijah Siatwambo, polled 428 votes. Others are Mohamed Mutete of the New Congress Party with 319, Alfredo Ndiweni of the Exodus for Peace and Prosperity Party with 239 votes, Ntazana Musukuma of the Leadership Movement with 100 votes, and James Peary of the National Democratic Congress Party, who obtained 93 votes. Mr. Lupando also disclosed that a total of 18,096 votes were cast and 290 ballot papers were rejected.
Munda Morgan, UPND, 6,542. Nundwe Bright B, FDD, 8,085. I further declare that a total of 290 ballot papers have been rejected as invalid, and that a total of 18,096 votes were cast. I therefore declare that the said Nundwe Bright B to be this day duly elected as Member of Parliament.
And speaking to journalists after being declared winner, the newly elected Chawama Member of Parliament, Bright Nondwe, promised residents that he will deliver development in the area and complete all projects initiated by his predecessor, Tosila Lungu.
This very important assignment, that is the people of Chawama. I have served for a series of years in government, and my message in Chawama constituency was that let us be peaceful, and I'm grateful. But most importantly, I would like to thank God for this very important assignment that has given to me to serve the people of Chawama. I want to promise the people of Chawama that there will be a component of humility in me. It is written in the Bible, God resists the proud, but the grace of the Almighty God descends on the people that are humble. I will pursue that path.
Meanwhile, the Patriotic Front presidential hopeful Given Luvinda thanks the people of Chawama for voting for Mr. Nundwe and for conducting a peaceful electoral process. Mr. Luvinda has advised the newly elected Member of Parliament to emulate the leadership style of former area Member of Parliament and former President Edgar Lungu.
I want to thank the people of Chawama for giving us a resounding vote in voting for Bright Nundwe. I want to thank all the people who are involved in the campaign. It was not easy. There was a lot of money that was flashed around. But you, members of the Nundwe team, members of the Tonse Alliance, you did not give away money. Instead, you gave away hope. You gave hope to the people of Chawama. You preached peace. You preached love. And in return, God has rewarded you by giving you victory.
The SADC Truck Drivers Association of Zambia has welcomed government's efforts to address the long-standing problem of attacks and killings of truck drivers in the Democratic Republic of Congo, DRC. The Association Secretary General, Jackson Banda, says the group had been preparing to shut down operations at the Kasumbalesa, Mokambo and Sakanya border posts in protest over the continued attacks and loss of lives involving Zambian truck drivers. In an interview with Phoenix News, Mr. Banda says driving in the DRC had for years been a matter of life and death, creating fear and uncertainty amongst drivers involved in regional trade. He says the association is encouraged by government's stance on the matter, noting that the issue has persisted for many years without meaningful intervention from previous administrations and stakeholders. On the 5th of December 2025, a Zambian truck driver, Martin Chivanga, went missing in the DRC and was only discovered dead on the 13th of December.
Each time drivers go to DRC, we are not too sure if they are going to come back. As we saw government responding to our challenge, we feel that the government is on our side and the government cares for its people. If this was not going to be done, I can assure you we had other thoughts where we wanted to arrive. All the three major borders, namely Kasumbalesa, Mokambo, and Sakanya border, because we had even started the planning for stoppage.
Defense Minister Ambrose Lufuma on Wednesday this week assured that government has intensified diplomatic and security engagements to address the growing security challenges facing Zambian truck drivers operating in the DRC. Energy expert Boniface Zulu says the sudden availability of electricity raises questions about the source of the power, particularly given government's previous struggles to improve supply over a prolonged period. In an interview with Phoenix News, engineer Zulu has cautioned against politicizing electricity supply, questioning the sudden increase in power availability. He has expressed concern that the ruling UPND government's decision to increase power ahead of an election could set a dangerous precedent, as future administrations might use similar tactics to influence voters. However, engineer Zulu acknowledged that government made significant investments in solar power generation in 2025 and expressed optimism that most of these projects will be realized this year.
Of course, we've seen government try to mitigate the situation. We do not see load shedding anymore, but this should not be a political move that I want. It should not be a political move. Thereafter elections, we see more load shedding than it was, because we do understand that the situation is too wary. So, provided that we're still having electricity now, which was supposed to be mitigated some 3-4 years ago, and then now we just see a sudden end to load shedding, that in itself should give us questions to ask, what is the situation on ground and how did government mitigate this situation?
Sustainable Natural Resources and Empowerment Initiative National Coordinator Eugene Mulenga has challenged a committee overseeing the disbursement of $4 million United States dollars allocated to artisanal and small-scale miners at Sanseli Mine in Chingola